Welcome. You're listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Ayers Allais are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. There's something new on Ayers Allais every day. Hello, this is Roger Baker, and every Wednesday we bring you interesting and useful news about business and personal finance. The following is an article from the online website Yahoo Finance. The article was submitted by Bloomberg. Oil falls as Israel and Lebanon agree to conditional ceasefire. Oil slipped following 3 days of gains after Israel and Lebanon agreed to a ceasefire if Hezbollah also stops hostilities, which would remove a key sticking point in talks between Washington and Tehran. Brent fell toward $97 a barrel, while West Texas Intermediate was near $95 after adding almost 10% in the week's first three sessions. The deal is contingent on a complete cessation of fire from Iran-backed Hezbollah, according to a statement from both countries and the U.S. While Washington and Tehran have agreed on a rough framework to extend their truce by 2 months and reopen the Strait of Hormuz, negotiations over the final details are dragging on, and there's also been a flare-up in fighting. No tangible process has been achieved in the talks, and Iran is prepared to target objectives inside Israel if its attacks on Beirut continue, the semi-official Tasnim news agency reported the Islamic Republic's foreign minister is saying. Oil has erased last week's drop as the clashes sapped optimism over a deal to extend the current ceasefire and potentially see flows resume through the strait. As negotiations drag on, the world's supply cushion is rapidly running out. U.S. government data on Wednesday showed crude stocks in Cushing, Oklahoma, the delivery point for WTI, fell for a sixth week to near what is known as the minimum operating level. Although an Israel-Lebanon ceasefire could reduce near-term upside risk to prices, as long as the strait remains technically closed, Brent crude is likely to spike to as high as $130 in the fourth quarter as global inventories tighten, said Robert Rennie, head of commodity research at Westpac Banking Corp. The market is asleep at the wheel, even as we drive rapidly toward aggressive tightening in crude and product markets, he said. U.S. President Donald Trump said the Strait of Hormuz would open immediately upon Iran signing a memorandum of understanding to cease armed hostilities, subject to a couple of areas being cleaned out, also of mines. He downplayed the threat of mines in the strait to commercial shipping. The oil market's main focus remains the key waterway through which one-fifth of global crude normally passes. The effective paralysis of the choke point under a double blockade by Tehran and Washington has sent fuel prices higher as vessel movements remain limited. Meanwhile, the Republican-led House voted to halt the U.S. war with Iran, showing that worries over the conflict are spreading in the president's own party 5 months before midterm elections. The ballot won't end American military attacks on the Islamic Republic, as the Senate would still have to pass the resolution and provisions in the 1973 War Powers Act that the House invoked are legally controversial anyway. If you want to learn more about Ayers Allais and the types of programs we offer, follow us by clicking on any of the social media links at the top of our webpages. If you like what you see or hear, please click the like button. This podcast is for the sole use of our blind and print impaired audience. Any unauthorized use is prohibited. We'll be back again next Wednesday to bring you more helpful news about business and personal finance. I'm Roger Baker.